Previously on Mike and Molly.
Going out with Molly.
Really? Why am I just hearing about this?
Oh, I'm sorry. Haven't you been following my Facebook page? I live alone. Mm. I like to spend time with my friends.
Just a second. Oh! Sorry, but this nose hair was driving me crazy.
She yanked the hair out of my nose, started a fight with the waiter, and then passed out on the crapper.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess you're never going to see her again.
Are you kidding? I'm going to marry that girl.
Oh, this is Molly. She's a friend of mine.
Hi, I'm Molly, Mike's friend.
I was hoping to lose a little weight first so you'd be turned on by me.
How much weight are you talking about?
I don't know, 160 pounds.
I don't know if you've noticed this, but I'm not exactly perfect.
Compared to me.
You come inside and tell me what you're so upset about.
Oh, you'd love for me to come inside, wouldn't you? Maybe hang my coat up in your closet full of skeletons.
Kyle, look, I'm sorry I didn't tell you about him, but it was a long time ago.
You were going to stand at an altar and promise to be with him forever. I can't even get you to join Costco with me.
Mike, I can't accept this.
Why not? It's our first Christmas, and I wanted to get you something special.
Absolutely not. This is way too expensive.
I don't care. I want you to have it.
But I don't want it.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Hey, I love you, and you can't put a price on love.
Hold on a second. You love me?
Absolutely. We've got a good thing here, and we don't need to ruin it by talking about marriage.
Well, I don't think you'd ruin it.
I love you, Molly. I also want you to know that I'm really happy with what we've got.
Absolutely. And there's no reason to rush into anything until we're both sure of ready.
It would appear I'm ready.
Really?
Molly Flynn, will you marry me? Is that a yes?
Yeah, yes. I can't believe it's actually mine.
That's because it's not. But it will be after 48 easy monthly payments. Might have been cheaper to buy you an engagement car.
I love you, Mike.
I love you, Mrs. Biggs.
Oh, that's sweet. But about that, would you be terribly hurt if I didn't take your last name?
What?
I just think it's better for me professionally to keep my last name.
Professionally, you're a teacher. Just go to the chalkboard, erase Miss Flynn, and write Mrs. Biggs.
Really? I'm Reuben Esk. I teach fourth graders. You want me going in there with the last name Biggs?
Yeah, fourth graders are a pretty hateful bunch. I remember how much we tortured poor old Mr. Jaboner.
Jaboner? You've got to be kidding me.
Nope. Andy taught woodshop.
Well, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. So you're okay with me keeping my name?
Yeah, that's fine. Mrs. Biggs reminds me of my mother anyway, and that's a real Jaboner killer.
Thank you. So, are we thinking about a church wedding? Or?
Actually, I was thinking, does your bra unhook in the front or the back?
On the other hand, having an outdoor ceremony could be really beautiful. Maybe Lincoln Park, springtime, the flowers are gorgeous.
Sure.
So it's settled. Springtime, Lincoln Park.
Great.
Oh. But if we want to have an indoor reception, we've got to, you know, set up a banquet hall at least a year in advance.
Great. Then we got plenty of time.
Okay. Then we're talking a year from now.
Yeah, we'll start ironing out the details a year from now.
No, wait. Roll up your tongue. Are you saying that we're not going to get married for at least 2 years?
No, I'm not saying that.
What are you saying? I'm
trying not to say anything. Look, the important thing is you have a ring on your finger that says, I'm marrying the man of my dreams. And the bra's off.
Do it. I don't have to switch to Velcro.
The first time in my life, I see love.
That was a nice shindig last night.
Yeah.
can't believe my little girl's getting married.
Me too. I thought she was a lesbian when I first met her.
Morning. Morning, Buttercup. Where's your bigger half?
He left for work.
So how was your first night as an engaged woman? It's different now, right? I know when Vince proposed to me, we connected on a whole new level.
There was a God-given stiffy that night, too. No pills, just pure adrenaline.
You get that she's my mother, right?
Which reminds me, if you need someone to walk you down the aisle, I would be honored.
No, 'tis I, the lesbian, that would be honored.
I told you your voice carries.
When Mike and I set a date, I will definitely consider your offer.
Try to avoid the summer. We Marantos are a sweaty people. I don't want my hair paint to run.
Yeah, and for me, try to avoid the winter months. When my little girl gets married, I want to wear something low cut, show off my bouncy C's.
Like a mother does. We're not even talking specifics yet.
Don't let them drag the engagement out. Guys will take a free meal as long as they can get it. And by free meal, I mean copulation.
It's going to be a long walk down that aisle.
Man, I can't get over it. My best friend's getting married.
Yep.
Wasn't but a year ago you were whining and crying about how lonely you were.
Yep.
Sitting in your sad little apartment all weekend, one hand down a bag of Doritos, other one down your pants.
Yeah, well, those were some dark days.
Dark? You, sir, are an inspiration to overweight masturbators everywhere.
You know what? Why don't you save the rest for your best man speech?
So it's official? I'm your best man?
And that is the real tragedy of my life.
I am honored. So is it safe to assume that you won't be going fishing with us this weekend?
Why wouldn't I go?
You're engaged now. You gotta just be doing what you want and making your own decisions and stuff.
Excuse me, but my life is still very much my own. I can come and go as I please. Mike Flynn is his own man.
Mike Flynn?
Biggs. I said Biggs. Everybody heard Biggs. Shut up.
Sounded like Flynn from over here.
Slip of the tongue. The point is, I'm going fishing. Hey, Samuel, you want to come? We got a big tent, plenty of sleeping bags.
Thank you, but that's the same pitch they used to get me into a refugee camp in Africa.
Well, come on, have a few beers, tell some stories, you know, bond as men.
That's the same pitch they used to get me into the gay tent in the refugee camp. Fool me once.
All I'm saying is, if we're going to have any shot of booking a nice place, we need to start looking now.
Okay. Wait, what are we looking for?
A place to have our wedding?
Sure, we're going to need that.
Yeah, otherwise we're going to end up getting married in your mother's backyard and having a reception at the Sizzler.
Sizzler? Is that a real option?
Hey, Joyce! I'm downstairs!
Be right there!
Take your time, I'm going to talk to the kids. Hey, lovebirds, how's things?
Vince, I don't want to be rude, but we're kind of in the middle of something.
I'm not here.
So, can we at least decide on the time of year?
Is this about the wedding?
I believe it. We've only been engaged for 24 hours. She's already trying to fit me for a tux.
He is going to fluctuate size-wise. You don't want him walking down the aisle looking like the Hulk got mad.
Trying to narrow things down. If you want the good weather, there's only a handful of weekends to choose from.
She's right. And if she's going to do all the planning, you can at least try to be a little accommodating.
Thank you, Vince.
Here to help.
Maybe we can drive around this weekend and check out some places.
Oh, I can't. I'm going fishing with the guys this weekend.
This weekend? Oh, why didn't you say something?
Well, it's not like I need your permission, is it?
No. I think you could have said something before now.
You invited me a week ago and have yet to tell your fiancé? That does not bode well, my friend.
Ben, you ready to go?
Yes, he needs to go.
Let me know when you figure out the details. I can get you a deal on peeling each shrimp and a swan that's trained to be a ring bearer.
They can get swans to do that?
Hey, you wired her beak shut and drug them. They're a very cooperative species. By the way, I'm going fishing this weekend.
What? Why the hell am I just hearing about this now?
Mike. Get up and go fishing.
Oh, honey, not now. I'm sleeping.
Get up.
What?
Get out of here and go fishing.
Oh, right. Fishing.
Honey, I put a brochure in your tackle box from this reception hall near Lake Geneva. I thought maybe you could check it out when you go up.
Oh, geez, Molly, I'm not going to have time for that nonsense.
Talking about our wedding is nonsense?
It is at 4 a.m.
I'm sorry, what's a good time for you?
Hey, what do you want from me? I gave you a ring, told you I loved you.
You just gave me a ring to shut me up?
If I did, it's clearly not working.
Oh, right, that's the problem. Yeah, how wrong did it come out?
Oh, come on, don't start this. Right.
Anybody want a breakfast burrito?
Sure, I could eat.
You want to talk about
There's nothing to talk about.
All right. So you're just going to pout all weekend?
I'm not pouting. I'm quietly reflecting.
The time to be quiet was about an hour ago.
You guys heard us?
A little bit. But between the dogs barking and your neighbors yelling shut the hell up, it was hard to make out every stupid thing you said.
Although don't clip this eagle's wings was particularly cringeworthy.
Can we just change the subject, please?
Sure. Gladly.
Absolutely.
Carl.
Yeah?
Not having fun yet.
Just give it a chance. Before you know it, it'll be more fun than you can handle.
That's what they said in the gay tent. Can you at least explain why this adventure has to take place in the middle of the night?
Simple. You want to get your hook in the water before the crack of dawn because the fish are still sleeping and they'll put anything in their mouths.
It's the same way with broads.
How can fish sleep? They have no eyelids.
You can sleep with your eyes open.
He's right. My Uncle Pete slept that way. He was dead for 2 days before we even knew it. We thought he was just enjoying a Twilight Zone marathon.
Speaking of dead, did anybody bring worms?
What have I done? Stupid, stupid, stupid.
I'm sure they sell worms by the lake.
Yeah, we should be fine.
Nonsense. You call planning our wedding nonsense.
Sweetie, I don't think those pancakes are part of your diet.
Do you want to reach over here and try to take them away from me?
No, I do not.
Smart. Besides, this is my new diet. This is the I'm mad at my boyfriend and I'm punishing myself diet.
Oh, that sounds a lot like your old I just found out my boyfriend's gay, so I'm eating cake and hot dogs diet.
Same principle.
Molly, you just got engaged. Why are you pushing so hard on the wedding?
I'm not pushing, I'm planning. And do you know why?
Because you're a planner.
Exactly. It's part of why I'm a good teacher. I mean, I walk in that room full of little monsters, and every day I have a plan. Because if I didn't, I'd be eating boogers and making fun of me all day long. Do we have any hot dogs?
No. No hot dogs and no pancakes. You're not eating this stress away. We're going to my yoga class.
The hell I am. Meet a leotard surrounded by skinny, bendy women. I'd rather kill us all.
I'm scared. Make her a hot dog, Mom.
Okay, fine. You can either come with me and your sister or stay here and eat pancakes until you're left with no self-esteem and no elbows. Well?
I'm thinking about it.
Please tell me why we are here. When did our people ever have good experiences on boats?
I'm not getting any kind of cell phone reception at all.
That's because we're in the middle of nowhere. There's nothing out here but bait shops and the Ku Klux Klan.
Just
Stay on the boat, you'll be fine.
Hey, I got reception. You want to call Molly on my phone?
I'm not going to call her, but she might be trying to call me to say she's sorry.
Yeah, that sounds like Molly, apologetic and contrite.
Wait, I'm getting bars. 5 bars? No, 3 bars, 2 bars. Are we drifting? I just had 5 bars.
Thank you very much. Did I mention I can't swim?
That I called shotgun.
Take 3 deep breaths. Inhale through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. Inhale. And exhale.
He smells like feet and patchouli. Namaste.
All right, ladies, let's all get up on our hands and knees and loosen up our spines by alternating between cat and cow.
What was he talking about?
Just watch me and do what I do.
Meow.
Blue. Sweetie, you don't have to make animal sounds.
It helps me remember which is which.
I don't think Mike even wants to get married. Do you know what he said this morning?
Everybody in the neighborhood knows what he said this morning. Just focus on your breathing.
Love to, except every time I move, I'm re-chewing a pancake.
Speaking of elongating your spine, in with the meow.
Meow.
Out with the moo.
Moo.
Phone number is written on my yoga mat.
All right, ladies, let's push back into our downward dog. There's a lot of tension in your hips.
Easy does it. Last guy I let back there had to buy me a ring.
Oh, this is one for the bachelorette party.
You owe me $600 for these alligator shoes.
If they were really alligator, they would have been waterproof.
Well, look at me. I'm sitting around a fire, half naked, with nothing to eat. Oh, how far I've come.
It's not my fault the sudden change in weight distribution sunk the boat.
So you're saying this is my fault?
Yeah, that's what we're all saying. Look, I say we head home before we become butt buddies to a pack of toothless hillbillies.
If that happens, I will never travel with you again.
Don't worry, they usually go after the plump white ones.
Oh, Joyce texts me a picture. This always puts a pole in the tent. Whoa. Is this your fiancé?
She better be hiking that guy a football. Uh-oh. I gotta go.
We're leaving before we're eaten by bears. Oh, I'm bitterly disappointed.
Man, you're just a little bitch, aren't you?
Oh, hey, sweetie. Good, you're home.
Of course I'm home. Where else would I be?
Nowhere. I was just happy to see you.
You're back kind of early. Is everything okay?
Well, there was a little mishap with the vessel. Apparently, when you represent 1/3 of the ship's ballast, you should probably keep your seat.
You sunk a boat?
Yeah, sunk a boat.
Are you okay?
I lost a good pair of briefs, and you might have to check me later for leeches.
Well, I always do.
Oh, and on the way back, we stopped at that reception place near Lake Geneva.
Really?
Yeah, and it was very nice, but I think we can do better if we take time and look around, you know, together.
Be willing to make yourself available?
Of course. It's important. It's our wedding.
I'm surprised you didn't seem in any big hurry.
You really don't get me, do you?
You're not an easy read. But if you were willing to wash the stink of lake water off you, you might get me.